Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. I know for a lot of you, you get very excited about holiday shopping. For some of us, not so much. But I'm going to try to put a smile on everybody's face with an opportunity coming up this weekend. You've heard about Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Well, how about a something special from Wisconsin weekend? Lois Fetterman is joining us now from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She is uniquely qualified to speak to this because she's very connected with the Something Special from Wisconsin campaign, I guess we should say. So, Lois, how in the world did we come up with this idea of getting a whole lot of something special from Wisconsin partners together in one spot?
Well, hey, Pam, it's great to be with you again. And that's interesting because it's a dream as the director of the Something Special from Wisconsin program. I've always wanted to have an opportunity of this nature for just the Something Special from Wisconsin member companies. You know, there's all types of markets and events and things that have happened, but I really wanted something that put true focus on the wonderful products and the wonderful companies that we have here in Wisconsin. So in 2018, one of our members, Bears Brothers Coffee Roasters out of Watertown, stepped forward and said they would like to partner with the Something Special from Wisconsin program to start putting on these types of markets. So that's how the event was actually born. We made it through 2018 and 19, tremendous success both times. Then the small thing called COVID set us aside for a couple years, but we're back in force this year for our third annual Something Special from Wisconsin Holiday Market.
Excellent. Now, Lois, for people that are not familiar with what Something Special from Wisconsin is, it is a very unique opportunity for pretty much anybody in Wisconsin that is focused in on making something, growing something, using something with a Wisconsin emphasis. Explain the program.
Yep, that's correct. Thanks, Pam. The program is managed through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It was founded back in 1983, so it's been around with us for quite some time. And as you said, companies that are companies and actually organizations in the state that are producing a product, a minimum of 50% of the product's ingredients or the manufacturing and processing of making the product has to happen here in the state of Wisconsin to qualify for membership. But then at that point, they can register to become a member, and we help support them. They have their own business profile on our website, which is somethingspecialwi.com. And we have special events such as the holiday market that we're just talking about now, educational things, helping with information about grants and so on. So it's open to anyone that reaches those qualifications, which again, they can find on the website itself.
Wonderful. Now, what we're talking about is an event coming up this weekend. It's at the Johnson Creek Elementary School on Saturday from 9 until 3, Sunday from 10 until 2. Lois, give them a little snapshot on what they're going to see when they walk in.
Okay. This is really very exciting. This is going to be our largest holiday market to date. We're going to have 70 exhibitor spaces, not quite 70 companies because a couple have taken more than one booth out, but pushing close to that. And it's a plethora of anything and everything that you can think of when it comes to Wisconsin and probably maybe even some things you might not think of. So there'll be coffee and wines and hot sauces and barbecue sauces and soaps and lotions, cheese, gift baskets, boxes of fun, gift bags, gifts for your hostess, for everybody that's on your list, whether or not you thought that they needed something or not. And if you take my recommendation, they put something in that bag for yourself too. Candy, housewares, there'll be aprons, granola. We have a quilt company coming in, just about everything and anything, specialty meats that we can think of. So it's something not to be missed.
Boy, I'm excited myself. Like I said, for people that are frustrated about the holiday shopping season, this puts kind of a whole new spin on thing. What's the reaction been from the Something Special from Wisconsin participants, Lois? I mean, this is probably a little something more than they expected when they got that insignia.
Yeah, I think, as I said, we were able to, you know, it's something that was always on the list of something we wanted to do to bring more opportunity. And more importantly, from my perspective, is to put the face of the producer with the face of the consumer. So they can talk, you know, it's the true buy local, the true direct marketing. So they can ask questions and provide answers and feedback and hopefully really build a connection with each other so that they can develop a long-time relationship and continue to benefit for both the consumer and the producer. We receive just tremendous feedback, and some of them are actually overwhelmed and so thankful for the opportunity.
Excellent. Again, we're talking with Lois Fetterman. She is in charge of the Something Special from Wisconsin campaign. It is unique to Wisconsin, all about Wisconsin-made goods and services, and you will get a chance to dive deep this weekend at the Johnson Creek Elementary School from 9 until 3 on Saturday, 10 until 2 on Sunday, rather. More than 70 different Something Special from Wisconsin partners that are going to be featured there. Now, Lois, if people want to learn more about the holiday market this weekend, or maybe somebody says, wait a minute, my product, my service, my good has more than 50% Wisconsin in it. I want to get involved with Something Special from Wisconsin. How can they find out about it?
The easiest way to find out, Pam, is to go directly to the program's website, which is somethingspecialwi.com. And everything that they need to know is listed out there. Or they can go to our Facebook page, which, again, is Something Special from Wisconsin on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. And same thing with the holiday market. There's an event page listed for the third annual Something Special from Wisconsin market on Facebook as well.
Excellent. Well, you'll be posting pictures, I hope, this weekend.
Absolutely. Maybe one or two Facebook Lives, too.
That a girl. All righty, folks, getting you in the holiday spirit. That's my friend Lois Fetterman from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, overseeing the Something Special from Wisconsin campaign right here in the state. If you're looking to put a little kick in your step and do some holiday shopping that supports Wisconsin-based products, Wisconsin-based businesses, then head for the Johnson Creek Elementary School Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. till 2 on Sunday. Find more, somethingspecialwi.com. Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.